Comics.
Movies.
Music.
Video games.
Technology.
Blu-ray.
Television.
This is the HHW LOD Podcast Network.
We are now recording, and this is Out Now with Aaron and Abe. I am Aaron, and Abe is not here, but we are doing... Stop talking that way. We are doing another commentary episode, and this is maybe our most ambitious commentary yet, and I'm pretty sure record setting. What we have planned is a step-up commentary. Now, it's a step-up commentary for all the step-up movies currently available on DVD and Blu-ray, which means that I'm gonna talk about one step-up movie while it's playing, and then my guests are gonna be talking about the other two step-up movies while they're playing. So we're all gonna be simultaneously talking about different step-up movies in one recording, making it the ultimate step-up commentary. I would like to think that anybody listening to this is like, oh my god, I can't believe they've done that right now. But anyway, that's what we're gonna do. This is our regularly, of course, Out Now as a film podcast, but now we're doing a commentary for all three step-up movies in one recording. So joining me to embark on this epic journey of ambition and podcast firsting, I have writer for Damn Dirty Blog, the man who began his second chance of a first step, Jordan Grout.
Hello.
I have the writer for the VHS Diaries, Mr. DVD himself, the man who knows it's not where you're from, but where you're at, Alan Aguilera.
How do you do?
And, of course, average engineer, the man with two dreams from one world, Ken Nofsinger.
How's it going, everyone?
Okay. I thought those intros were amazing, but even more amazing is our plans for Step Up. Are you guys excited to do this?
Yeah,
of course.
Couldn't be more excited.
Oh, my God. All the planning that's gone into this, and we're finally here. We're doing our Step Up simultaneous commentary.
Woo!
So I'm just going to, let's just get this going.
I just started it. I just pushed play.
Oh, shut up. Well, okay, Alan, tell people which Step Up you're watching.
I'm sorry. I am watching Step Up, the first one.
Jordan?
Step Up to the Streets.
And Ken and I will be watching Step Up 3D in 3D. So we all have it. All the movies are about the same length. I think Step Up 2 is actually the shortest of the bunch, but I'm pretty sure we can probably find a way to fill the gap when his movie ends. But yeah, so we're just going to start this off. I think we're all paused like a second in at least or something like that, correct?
Yep. 30 minutes and 20 seconds in.
Don't confuse the people. So we're okay. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, go. And on the sound of the G, we all press play. Are we good?
Yes.
Okay. Alan? Alan? Alan?
Alan?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
I can hear you now. Okay.
Okay, I was talking just fine.
Thank you. We didn't hear you until just now. Okay. So I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and then go, okay?
Yes.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, so...
I had the touch tone logo.
Yeah, I got it too. In 3D. So
our main character discusses how the streets began.
Well, my question is, who has seen all of them?
I have seen all of them.
I've seen all of them.
I've also, at this point, seen Step Up Revolution as well.
Unfortunately,
yes. It was a big...
Which is your favorite, Aaron?
My favorite is Step Up 3. And, I can kind of talk about that right now just to start out. The Step Up franchise I can compare to the Fast and the Furious franchise. I think the first one kind of sets the stage for these movies, but the second one is kind of like ridiculous but kind of entertaining, just like Too Fast, Too Furious. The third one, Tokyo Drift and Step Up 3D, I would argue were the best in the series, although Fast 5 is better than Tokyo Drift. But Step Up 4 and Fast and Furious... are both movies that I think are the weakest in the series. So hopefully Step Up 5 or Step 5, I guess, will bring back Channing Tatum and become the best series entry of the series.
Step Up 5 still stepping.
Exactly. So on my screen right now, I have a bunch of people being recorded talking about why they think dancing is just the way to be. What do you have, Alan? What's going on with you?
I have the two intersecting, like, urban thug dancing, intercut with the ballerina theatricality kind of dancing.
I like the nice. Cross-editing. That's cool.
I like the economy, yeah.
Jordan, I'm pretty sure you're on a subway, right?
A train pulls up, some random people depart, and some more get on. A homeless man has now just entered the subway, hunched over with a blanket over his shoulders. He looks suspicious.
Thank you for the dramatic reading of your movie. I'm really enjoying that.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's now pulled out some drumsticks. What is he going to do? What is he going to do? He bangs on the door. Hold on. Another man with a mask leaps up. And guess what he does? Guess what he does?
You start dancing?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
You can't see me right now, but I'm dancing. But I will do this.
Okay. Thank you for that. I'm currently watching the character Moose, who's in Step Up 2. He's getting into New York University, of course. So there, he and this girl he's with are, you know, about to embark on some dance-tastic activities, I assume.
I assume that's his dad with him, because his sweater says dad in giant bold print.
Clearly that's a female, Ken.
No, my bad.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What's happening?
I've never seen these movies before, so just very, very excited.
Has Chan Tate's gone on yet?
Big for me. No, some guy had a belt buckle on. I was like reading his name.
Hold on, I'm gonna get the sound.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, Channing Tatum's on the scene.
Uh-oh.
Is he busting out some moves?
On the wall, we see the graffiti for the 410 gang. This is like the Warriors.
Hold on. Moose is pointing out the exclusive Nike Dunks that this character who just pushed him in the shoulder is wearing. So clearly he's, you know, more than meets the eye. Oh, Moose is, he's run to the crowd. Okay, he really wants these shoes. He really wants to steal these shoes from this guy, but he's probably going to encounter a dance instead. Oh, he did! In 3D!
So you've seen Luke, Aaron?
Yeah.
Has he come on stage yet?
Luke?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like a young Ashton Kutcher.
That's fair.
But he dances like a daredevil. He's tortured, and he's elegant.
Why don't you stick to your movie, Jordan? I'll do the commentary for my movie. Why don't you talk? What's going on with your movie right now? What are you seeing?
I see Channing Tatum.
Oh, yeah, because he cameos at the beginning of the second movie, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he showing the other girl what's up?
I'm tired of skipping school. I'm running around with the 410.
Uh-oh, Moose is busting out moves on mine right now. He just grabbed his crotch, yo!
So am I.
Oh, he's breaking it out. He's off the streets. He's on the tables.
Good old Tyler Gage.
Tyler Gage is in the building? I'm pretty sure Step Up 2 has the best of the trailers of the four movies. Step Up 2 is the trailer. I have that on my... Because you can download... Channing Tatum just did something.
Man, I just came by to see you. Like, I was told that you ran away.
But anyway, here we go. Moose is about to pop bubbles in 3D, guys. There's bubbles on the scene, and he's popping them in 3D. He's doing it. Here we go. That's how you dance.
And then the police chase him for some odd reason. They don't like Bubbles.
Yeah. Oh, wait, well. Also, he stole this girl's balloons and just unleashed him to the world.
Well, that's illegal in New York.
Apparently.
That was that man's livelihood.
Yeah. My balloons! It's just like the man who sells cabbages.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It was actually, Carl Fredericks from Up. Live action.
The samurais, they dance for vengeance.
What's going on with you, Alan?
They broke into some school. Yeah, the Maryland School of the Arts.
Today.
They broke in. It's Channing Tatum and his vagrant friend and his vagrant friend's little brother, and they broke a window. And they're looking like guys' pictures with tight wife beaters.
His vagrant friend. Was there a scene with Channing Tatum inside like an apartment or like a house party thing? Oh, I'll figure that out in a second, I guess. What's going on, Jordan? What's going on with you?
Not much. People are talking.
Just talking in the club.
It's kind of it's a boring scene. Really,
in the club still, or are they outside?
They're outside. This is not why I watched this movie.
Jordan, you just missed out on the most epic handshake I've probably ever seen in a movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, dude.
It was...
Explain it. Send me a video.
What?
You'll just have to watch the commentary.
Yeah, you just have to listen to this commentary and watch the movie back again.
Hmm.
So Moose has basically ditched like everything he was doing, by the way. His school, the girl he was with, his parents, just so he can talk to this guy about his Nike dunks.
Why are they breaking shit?
Because they broke into that school, right? Channing Tatum doesn't have time.
Yeah, but now they're like breaking like theater props. Yeah.
Wait, so was Channing Tatum at like a house party yet?
Yeah, he was already there.
So he did those moves where he like jumped over the girl, like went through her legs?
He got to fight.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You're obsessed with that house party.
Because I like a good house party. That's why I was a big Kid and Play fan. But, No, because I just remember that scene because I was like, man, Channing Tatum's like really tall, but he just like did some pretty sweet moves to get between that girl's legs in dance form.
No, I was going to say, that's not like a normal night in town.
Normal night for Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Shao just walked into the room and he's dancing.
I'm watching Moose drive through New York right now in full Technicolor, in 3D, of course, because he's experiencing the city for the first time.
Shao's too shy to say hi.
It's okay. But, yeah, this is breathtaking stuff, really.
So is this the...
What, Alan?
Alan?
I'm pretty sure Moose is getting taken to the... dancing headquarters for Luke.
Or he's just gonna get mugged. Like, he's taken to the darkest, dirtiest back alley with some guy he doesn't know. He trusts his Nike dunks. And
we should do a commentary next for the FP.
Ken and
that
I.
Just be depressing.
Ken and I, my friends, is we just watched the FP.
And we went there.
We went to the FP. Yes, we did that as well. We were just in the FP.
Is it any good?
The movie?
Yeah.
Let's say the place is like the movie. Bleak.
You need to be in the right attitude, I think, to watch the FP, but I know my friend got the most out of it. I got enough out of it. I got to meet the guys that made the FP.
Ooh.
Did
they dance?
No, but I just ran into them at Comic-Con, actually, of all places, and it was pretty awesome. Because I just reviewed their movie.
So is Channing Tatum's stepdad Will Sasso and Step Up?
I hope so. Is it?
Looks just like him.
Okay.
Looks just like Will Sasso with a beard.
I have two dancing French twins on my screen.
Yeah, where did they find these guys?
French male twins.
Yeah, not nearly as hot as it sounds at all.
Yeah. But I can still say, and twins!
You could, but just
I please, won't, though. I'm not going to. Yeah, just saying I could say that. The Moose has been brought to like Dance HQ right now, and he's meeting all the guys and loving how everyone learns how to dance together and bring together unity or something. I don't know what their mission statement is, but They seem to be very excited about the idea of Moose being here. What's going on with you, Jordan? Have they stopped talking?
What's that?
Have they stopped talking?
No.
What's happening?
Well, I mean, they're out. They're now, like, at another location, but they're still not dancing. So I can't tell you what's going on because I can't pay attention if they're not dancing.
I've seen little dancing in my step-up film. I have that little move that he does at the party, and then that's it.
Well, first, Channing Tatum has to, like, be enrolled in the school or whatever, right? Like,
I don't want all that. I just want him to start dancing. Like, I don't need an origin story for Channing Tatum. This isn't Step Up Begins.
It is Step Up Begins. That's literally what it is.
I know what it is.
Sarah is going to an audition because Channing Tatum was like, I got you an audition. Now you just have to get in. It was a compelling scene.
Here's some fun facts. Jenna Dewan and Channing Tatum, the actors who played the protagonists of your movie, Alan, got married on July of 2009. They met on the step of set up. No, they're happily married. They have a child, too.
Oh, they're still married?
Yeah, they're still married. I was listening to the 21 Jump Street commentary. Channing Tatum talks about
his
son and her daughter, son, whatever, his kid. But yeah, they met
the two leads?
Yeah, the two leads. Yeah, they met on the movie and they fell in love and got married.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, good for them, yeah. Yeah, now her name is...
Her name's
Jenna Dewan Tatum now.
Yeah, it is. You take that name.
Also, the film outgrossed its $12 million budget in its opening weekend.
I'm sure it did with those abs.
Step Up is huge. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's a popular film.
It's the biggest dance franchise of all time, as they've said in the ads.
I mean, I don't think anything else is out right now. I think Step Up 4 might be number one this weekend. I don't think anything's really going to...
Yeah, I don't know of any other movies that are currently out in theaters that people would want to see, so...
Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably going to be Step Up 4. I mean, I know we're in the heat of the summer, and there's been a lot of big movies, but nothing will probably outgross Step Up 4.
Nothing. Maybe The Watch, I don't think so.
No, The Watch probably won't. And I don't think Ruby Sparks is playing in enough theaters. And since there's absolutely nothing else out right now at the box office, it probably won't be outbeat.
Yeah, I don't think anything's come out.
I mean,
I know nothing came out last week.
That's for sure.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
I think like Madagascar is still making money, so maybe that'll like have a sudden jump for some reason. But nothing else is out.
I don't know. Maybe Spider-Man.
Spider-Man could. Yeah, it's a possibility. Anyway, back to Step Up 3. I'm watching this girl, like, basically dry hump the hell out of, like, everybody she's seeing as she's running away with Luke.
Who's Mike's girlfriend?
Yeah.
And she's wearing a cape, though. That's what's
the that's the Yeah, that's the part. And this guy's wearing a stunner shades at night. It's pretty interesting.
I'm really irritated that Channing Tatum is wearing a plain black baseball hat. Like, there's nothing on it.
Well, he's, you know, he's from the streets, right? So
no, but yeah, but you can at least go to the swap meet and get like a fake New Era.
What city are they in? Can you tell?
Is this your taste? Baltimore?
Oh, they're in Baltimore?
Yeah, Maryland School of Arts.
Is Carcetti still mayor?
I think so.
No, he was killed in that movie that we don't know about.
Well, yeah, but that happened, that's present. Or 5 months ago. This happened years ago.
I get. Oh, yeah, true to that. So, yeah, he certainly could be mayor.
Oh, wait. So Channing Tatum isn't enrolled in the school. He's just like a janitor. So this is Goodwill Hunting.
It's Goodwill Upping.
Oh.
That wasn't that good.
No.
What's going on out, Jordan? What are you doing?
Well, she is at the school, at the audition. She's talking with people. And she's like singing and dancing. And it's going on for a while. And she's really enjoying it.
But has she done?
Like, I thought you could turn anyone into a professional.
Has she done her tryout dance yet, or whatever?
Well, yeah.
Because that's Brianna Evigan, I believe, is the lead in Step Up 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's a looker. I like her. I met her once. Nice girl. Tiny. She's like 5'4", something like that.
Nobody battles a samurai just once.
Yep.
That's a quality piece of dialogue.
It is. Clearly, my movie has way more dancing than your guys' movies, because we're already at, like, our third dance sequence. So, like, there's bathroom.
They're just, like, practicing in the ballroom.
There's bathroom dancing going on with me right now. It's awesome. And that's a lot of the reason why I like this movie a lot, actually. I think this is the best one, because, like, the dance sequences are like action sequences. they work really well, and they're really well filmed. I know exactly what's going on. They're well choreographed. The use of cameras effective. Nothing's confusing. Like, if this movie was made as an action movie and you took out dancers and put in, you know, people shooting at each other, it'd look amazing as that kind of genre.
So you're saying Nolan didn't direct those dance sequences?
I mean, for what it's worth, I mean, these are better filmed than things in, like, Begins, for example. Like, the dance action in this movie is good. It's really good.
It's just coherent. That's good.
It is coherent. Like, I'm, like, following all of this right now, and it looks, like, fantastic.
I mean, I wish I watched a dancing movie. That'd be cool.
Like I said, I've said this before in the podcast, like, G.I. Joe Retaliation is being directed by John M. Chu, who did Step Up 2 and Step Up 3D. And at the time, like, Ken and I were saying, like, this guy, like, he's a good director. Like, he knows how to, like, visually handle things of this nature. And so I wasn't surprised to hear the announcement that he'd be directing G.I. Joe Retaliation just because, well, sure. I mean, I can see that he knows how to direct an action sequence already, so why not? Of course, I don't know what's happening with the movie now, given that it's, you know, been delayed and getting reshoots and stuff, but I'd imagine that the action sequences in that movie were probably pretty good. Regardless of whatever the hell they're changing.
The more I watch this first Step Up, the more I just want to watch Magic Mike. Okay, and now Channing Tatum is dancing in a parking lot outside of the school in his janitor garb.
In his janitor garb? Does that mean he's, like, is he wearing full janitor garb, or does he have, like, part of it, like, taken down and, like, tied to his waist?
Well, I hope it's not a spoiler, but no, he's wearing no, he has the full janitor garb on.
School's causing tension in the 410, and they need to be a family.
Is that Mario?
To practice on time.
Mario Andretti's in Step Up.
I'm trying to figure out who this pop sensation is. He's a nice skinny brim hat. Like, is that a periwinkle feather? This is very exciting.
What's going on, Jordan?
I just told you. She's causing tension between the group.
Okay.
Between four. 410. They don't like this. She needs to show up on time.
Oh. He has half the janitor garb on. He's wearing a wife beater and he pulled down the garb.
Boom.
And they're dancing outside of an old car. It's really exciting.
Oh man, how do you like them apples?
Yep.
Step Up made $20 million in its opening weekend. Step Up 2 made $18 million. Step Up 3 made $15 million. Step Up 2 is the only one that came out on Valentine's Day and not in the summer.
Oh, Channing.
Oh, yeah, it did come out on Valentine's Day, that's right.
Yeah, they've all made progressively less money, which is not necessarily surprising, although it's still apparently a popular franchise.
I'm surprised it's so popular.
Actually, world...
I'm not.
Oh, wait, hold on. No, never mind. Looks like I can find worldwide dollars. Oh, yeah. Worldwide, Step Up 3D has made the most. Step Up 2 has made the second most. And Step Up's made the least. So,
really?
So clearly around the world, people were catching on with the phenomenon that it was Step Up.
Yeah, I'm surprised. This can be a huge franchise, but Double Take can't?
We haven't seen sequels to You Got Served or Stomp the Yard or, well, not theatrical sequels anyway. I think some of those have gotten direct to DVD sequels. We've never seen Save the Last Dance 2, Save the Next to Last Dance.
Love and Basketball.
Save the Penultimate Dance.
Save the Penultimate Dance.
Yeah.
Black Swan 2. I think that's probably...
Jack Sparrow is playing the guitar, or playing the piano.
Okay. Stomp the Yard. I'm really hoping that there'll be a break in 3D, given the popularity of the Step Up franchise, since we have Break in 2 at your Boogaloo. I mean, why not capitalize on the nature of these dance movies and make Breaking 3?
They should combine Save the Last Dance with the 1996 Sharon Stone film Last Dance.
So,
and make a movie out of that.
So it'd be called Save the Last Dance, Last Dance?
Yeah.
In the Step Up headquarters or whatever that Luke and his Nikes are a part of, they have a giant wall of boomboxes, which is pretty neat. But right now I'm watching the two, him and the girl do like parkour stunts on the rooftops of buildings, so why not?
That's cool. So the female lead's dance partner just broke his leg or something.
Oh no.
And now she's all like, "Arg, what am I going
to
do?
I need some new body to help me, but who? Maybe this talented janitor."
This is reminding me of Armageddon. Because in Armageddon, you had oil drillers who had to become an astronaut in 6 weeks.
Which makes more sense than astronauts becoming oil drillers in 6 weeks.
Yeah, so essentially it's this dancey dude just decides to be part of the show after these people have dedicated their lives to being this type of dancer. Fuck this movie. I mean,
ooh, they're doing improv dancing in the class.
Yeah. What? Oh, you got to describe.
Oh, this kid's rude. He's vacuuming. Why are you walking in his way? Let him finish his job.
Just to point something out right now, Moose was in class at New York University, and Luke and the girl. I'm gonna find out the girl's name, so stop calling her the girl. Luke and Natalie. We're like parkour dancing over rooftops to find Moose in his class. They texted him so he'd look out the window, and there they were, like, "You should come dance with us," making noises and stuff. And then to further get Moose's attention, Luke lifts his shirt up to flash him as if that meant, like, "I need to come out of class right now." Natalie's standing right next to him going, "All right, that was weird."
Does the Universal come out of the electrical engineering class and come dance?
Yeah.
Moose already made an appearance in this movie.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know everything that's going on in this school, Moose.
Why, yes, I do.
Yeah, Moose looks distractingly like white Michael Jackson, but shorter with more hair. And a better nose.
He looks like a moose. I'm sorry. When he smiles, he looks just like a moose to me.
And a squirrel. Meanwhile, the
dictate is dancing more seriously.
Okay, right now they're trying to figure out this. Oh, that's right. Moose is in for engineering.
Yeah. Electrical engineering.
Yeah, Moose is in for electrical engineering, which is going to be key because they have to design like light up suits for one of their epic dances.
Man, that ass shakes like it's possessed.
That's Brianna.
Does it make it go clap?
That's Brianna Evigan, right? She's doing the dances, like the improv dancing. I'm still going to try and find the Step Up 2 trailer because I love that trailer. It's hilarious.
Who's the lead in Step Up 2?
Brianna Evigan is the lead. She's the main girl. Moose is in it. And Channing Tatum's like in it for like 5 minutes.
That's all you need.
And this guy Robert Hoffman, I guess, is the he's like the main dude in Step Up 2.
If Andrew Lloyd Webber made a Step Up film, I imagine it'd be like Step Up 2.
That's the movie I want to see. I want to see in 20 years. I want to see Andrew Lloyd Webber remake Step Up 2: The Streets. Not the other movies, just Step Up to the Streets. It'd be called Andrew Lloyd Webber's Step Up to the Streets. It'd be very operatic.
It is a perfect reimagining.
I'm watching more dance sequences, by the way. Again, this movie is just chock full of dancing. Something that Step Up Revolution had a problem with. It was like a chore to get through the scenes in between the dancing, but this movie is just like nonstop. And it's all really good. Look at Moose. He's writhing on the floor. There's people on their hands balancing crazily.
I don't have any of that. They're just talking in a classroom.
There's head spinning. There's
a padded room they're practicing.
Yeah, they got this sweet padded room that has like a foam pit in it. Like, this is amazing. Like, we should go sky high after this because of how cool this looks right now. Also, the 3D is amazing in this movie. Like, beyond just the dance sequences, there's like a shot of like Moose just sitting in a classroom that looked great in 3D. They're breakdance fighting. This movie is fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
I forgot how good this movie is.
My favorite scene's coming up is when she's kicked out of the 410. It's in like a few moments. I'll let you know when it comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry about it.
Jordan, explain what the 410 is.
It's the dancing gang she's a part of. Like at the beginning when they were in the subway, that was the 410.
And so do hits upon the town with their dance routines? Do they film it for YouTube?
They pretty much go around and do hits. No filming.
Yes.
It's like the Warriors, but with dancing.
There's no and filming, they just do it.
And they wear ridiculous masks, too.
I remember the masks, yeah.
Yeah, it is like the Warriors.
Okay, I forgot also, Ken, explain the robot guy.
There's an actor that does the robot like better than I've ever seen anyone ever before, and he's one of the lead characters in the show.
You haven't seen me, clearly.
Oh, you're right, I haven't. But he's also so good that he's used as one of the lead characters in this awesome web series called LXD, League of Extraordinary Dancers.
Yeah, League of Extraordinary Dancers. Good pull, actually, by the way. Yeah, League of Extraordinary Dancers is this web series that's created by John M. Chu, who's the director of these Step Up 2 and 3. That's like, it's a short web series that's basically like, what if you had X-Men, but instead of super mutant powers, they were just all like gifted dancers in different ways. And it literally like pulls apart different dancers from all over the world to be a part of this school. It's like school for the dancing gifted.
Yeah.
And there's also like a villain plot line. I know how ridiculous this sounds.
It's
but
fantastic.
It's pretty awesome just because every webisode is like a different style of dance and they're all really well filmed because they're just short films. So they just kind of make it work really well.
So not just dancers, actually semi-superheroes. They do like chi pushing and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Because they dance so well. But
yeah.
Yeah,
they're like dance benders.
Yeah, airbenders with dance.
Yeah, but yeah, in that there's the robot character who like not just like you know the 70s robot. He like literally like acts like a robot, so he's like controlling all aspects of his body, which is really impressive when you see it.
Yeah, pretty much any scene in this movie that has him in it is one of my favorite scenes. He's unbelievable.
The book that this movie's based on is really good.
No, wait. Are there pages interjected that are just pictures that show you how to do the dance moves? Is it like one of those?
No, it's like it's a flip book.
It's a flip book. Yeah.
What's it?
That's nothing like the masterpiece theater play that Step Up 3D is based on.
It's like a 1600s martial arts scroll which just has like still shots of how to do the dance moves.
You're thinking of Forbidden Kingdom with Jackie Chan and Jet Li.
Exactly.
Trivia for Step Up to the Streets. The name of the dance team, the 410. 410 is the area code of the telephone numbers in Baltimore.
What?
Exactly. Minds are blown, guys.
What if they
stop stealing trivia from my movie?
Well, why don't you pull up a trivia page and read your own trivia then?
What is the other dance crew in Baltimore call itself?
014s.
Yes.
they're opposites. They're negative.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, the director has a cameo in this. I didn't know that.
There are three people from The Wire in Step Up.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Deidre Lovejoy, who is the ginger lawyer.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know who. I was looking at the IMDb page. Hold on.
I like the idea that like Step Up was filming around the same area that The Wire was, so they just like asked a few Wire actors to come in and like be in the movie.
Yeah, Deidre plays Nora's mom, and Nora is the female lead. And then there's this gentleman named Melvin Jackson Jr. And he played Bernard. He did play Bernard. I don't like you. I don't like Bernard. And then there's Sante Usual. There's no picture of her on IMDb. And she's just a dancer. And she played Patrice in The Wire. So there you are.
I'm pretty sure there's a cameo in Step Up that, if you're paying attention, Alan, I believe Channing Tatum and his friends are dancing like in the streets. And in the background, there's a guy whistling with a shotgun in his hand. And someone's like, Omar's coming. And they all run away.
Really?
No, that doesn't happen at all. But that would have been pretty amazing if it did.
You know how excited I just got?
I know how excited you just got. That's why I had so many details to make you think I was telling the truth, of course.
I hate you.
That's right. We do Wire practical jokes on the Step Up Trilogy commentary.
But the worst part about Wire practical jokes is that it can end friendships.
Sorry.
I'm really upset right now.
It's okay. Just think about Carcetti in The Dark Knight Rises. Think about.
Well, did you know?
Think about Littlefinger in The Dark Knight Rises.
In The Dark Knight what?
In The Dark Knight Rises.
I don't know. I haven't seen that film. I'm not familiar.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think it's coming soon.
It's independent.
Okay. Yeah.
It's definitely not coming out already and, you know, making more money than Step Up Revolution ever will.
Although, if you do, I'm sure if people watch the film, they'll realize that The Dark Knight sure rose in a couple scenes, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, so the original title for Step Up was Music High.
Wow, that would have
sounded. That sounds awful.
That would have just tanked this million-dollar franchise. Ken and I are about to watch the first dance battle, which apparently features Tupac from the California We Like to Party music video, because that's exactly what he's dressed like. That's the only way I can describe this. There's a guy who's dusty. He has like this weird like pole in his hand that has a ram's skull on it, and he has an eye patch. So it looks like the dystopian future seen in the Tupac video.
He looks like something out of Escape from New York.
Also good. Which is easily, and Road Warrior, easily inspirations for the Tupac video that I'm describing.
If you go to the crazy credits on IMDb for Step Up 2, it says, I'm sorry, it looks like we don't have any crazy credits for this title yet. However, you can go to the page for The Shawshank Redemption and see our crazy credits for that movie. What? Oh, you know, if you like Step Up, you'll love Shawshank. Go over there.
I do.
Again, we're watching some crazy dancing right now. Like this one involves a lot of dust, which looks great in 3D.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It does. Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of Will They Won't They, and I just saw Fruit Basket get pulled by in Baltimore. So far, I think the more of a budget in this film with Nora's friends weave and the dance sequences. This movie's dated. I like it. It came out in 2006. So it looks like it came out in 98.
Maybe it's a period film.
So we were going to do a feature commentary on Honey.
On Honey? Or Jessica Alba?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Although it does have Mekhi Phifer, okay. And I do like movies that have Mekhi Phifer. Okay, this dance is insane. We're watching this, and it's like, wow, this is still going. And it's like elaborately set up. Like I get everything that's going on right now, and it's like an actual battle. Like they're it's like reverse tug of war. That's kind of what's happening. Where like the opposing dance team's trying to dance the other team like off the map, essentially.
Well. You know how people always like hate montage sequences?
How people like make fun of montage sequences?
Well, yeah, I kind of get it now if you watch Step Up.
Well, that just means it's a bad montage. There's ways to do good montages.
No, I mean like the entire film is just one big montage.
Oh.
Like, can he just be good? I don't want to see him.
It seems like that's like...
Oh, the robot's breaking.
The robot guy's on. But that seems like that's just rapid-fire storytelling if it's just all montage.
Well, it's kind of what Nolan does.
That's I think the Wachowski brothers have made like a career out of doing that.
That is true. Speaking of which, Cloud Atlas looks awesome.
Yeah, Jordan and I were talking about that earlier. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Ken, we'll watch the Cloud Atlas trailer after this. It's pretty awesome. The robot guy is amazing. This is like ridiculous. I have no question that this is my favorite of the series of the Step Up movies. Besides the fact that apparently my movie is way less boring than your guys' movies because I'm seeing constant dancing. The dancing shot in this movie is amazing.
I just saw a handstand.
Was it Chan Stand?
Yeah.
Hey, did anybody ever see the television series Brimstone?
Ah, that sounds familiar. What is that one?
I'm not sure, but it says several concepts, such as the idea of shooting demons in the eyes to send them back to hell, was later used by writers Ethan Reif and Sirius Voris for their television series Brimstone.
Okay.
I think I'm going to start reading trivia from other movies that aren't pertained.
Read the trivia from Honey.
This is also originally intended to be the first installment in a trilogy of Tales from the Crypt movies.
Why are we talking about Brimstone?
Well, I mean, this is all trivia for Step Up 2.
The title role was originally intended for Aaliyah until she died.
That's way late, because she died in like 2002.
Well,
I think
it came out in 2003.
Oh, Honey. Oh, okay. Oh, you're reading Honey trivia. Thank you.
Do you know that Honey's dog is played by Jessica Alba's own dog, Sid?
Sid?
That nepotism, Sid, I swear.
Sid Alba?
Sid Vicious, yeah.
Sid Vicious Alba?
What are other really shitty movies?
This is the first film in the series not to feature either the Maryland School of Arts or the City of Baltimore in my Step Up movie. Clearly a drastic change for the series that worked out for the better. I mean, I did not see parkour or dance sequences in the first two Step Up movies, but this one has it in spades.
Well, Baltimore is not really conducive to 3D.
Yeah.
That was their realization.
So yeah, that's why The Wire never caught on with so many audiences, because they didn't film it in 3D. Because the TV show, and that wouldn't make sense, and because Baltimore is not conducive to 3D environments.
No, well-known fact.
Yeah, that's why Live Free or Die Hard was not as good as it could have been.
It's true.
Random bit of information that I was reading about A Good Day to Die Hard, or Die Hard 5, which comes out next Valentine's Day. It's apparently not going to be funny. That's the tone they're going for.
Do you know that in Brazil, the movie is called The Sound of the Heart? But that's for August Rush. It's not for Step Up.
I thought you were talking about the widely known sequel to Music of the Heart, directed by Wes Craven, starring Meryl Streep.
I'd watch that.
Whose car is going off?
Is that in the movie?
That's on Step Up. Yeah. That's in Step Up.
What happened? What?
Vagrant. Channing Tatum's vagrant friend Mac just thought it'd be fun to mess with the car.
So they call it Mac Attack.
Yeah, the big one's Mac, and then they're skinny.
Okay. Jordan, what's going on with you?
She just got fired.
She just got fired from her job? From the 410?
From the 410.
From the 410. Oh, noes.
So, for Step Up 2, when asked about it, Dennis Miller recalls his role with mixed emotions. When interviewed about the movie, he shows regret. He remarked how he very much enjoyed shooting the scenes where he was up at 3 a.m. shooting scantily clad prostitutes with super soakers.
Did you say it's Dennis Miller?
Yeah.
As in Dennis Miller?
Yeah.
So, a different Dennis Miller?
No, Dennis. Look it up. It's in the trivia for Step Up 2.
Yeah, don't.
They filmed in only 24 days.
Okay.
For Crazy Heart.
Thank you for that. Step Up 3D is the second film in history to feature a 7.1 surround sound audio format. You want to guess what the first one was?
Pirate Radio.
2010. It's a good. Think about what movies came out in 2010 in the summer.
Well, I was off by a year.
Yeah.
2010.
2010 summer.
Bordello of Blood.
Dennis Miller jokes. Hilarious.
Well, Joe Dirt. But
Toy Story 3 is the answer to that question.
Oh. I was going to say Jonah Hex.
Same weekend as Toy Story 3. I think
that's the main reason that. It didn't work.
Toy Story 3, I saw the same day as Jonah Hex. Amazing double feature. Not as amazing as my Up, Drag Me to Hell double the feature, but a close second.
Sam Raimi thought that was funny.
Yeah, he did.
Similar themes.
Similar themes indeed.
Don't mess with old people.
Always always mind your elders. That's the themes of both movies. Oh, God. Never leave your Justin Long behind. I think that's the other.
Uh-oh, they're talking about how her mom died of cancer.
Knows. Luke and Natalie have giant ices in their hand. Very much ices, because the label's very much pointed at the screen at all times, and they're just walking the streets. Talking about Luke's possible career as a filmmaker, because he shoots all these dances, guys, and he edits them together, and it's very stylish, and it shows how dancing can unite the world. So if he goes to filmmaking school, he can become like a dance director and better the cause for everybody.
Step of five, where he actually directs the movie.
Yeah, step five,
yeah,
which features Channing Tatum being filmed by Luke after he's graduated from dance school, and Moose comes in and is like, guys, we got to do a heist.
We gotta steal these movies back.
We gotta steal the movies back, guys, for the people.
After they, you know, sold out in the previous one.
I asked this yesterday to a friend of mine, because Channing Tatum, if he comes back for Step 5, and in order to model Fast 5, you would need a character that, you know, counters Tatum, just like The Rock countered Vin Diesel in Fast 5. So who is that actor? Who is the opposing actor to Channing Tatum that would be a necessary element for Step 5?
Rachel Griffiths.
I just want...
she's like the dean or whatever in this movie.
I just want one serious answer.
Michael Fassbender.
See, that's a good answer right there. They're moving haywire, right? They can do it.
Matthew McConaughey and Magic Mike.
Boom! See, there you go. There's an answer. Or like freaking I Am Number 4 or one of the... Just basically anybody from Magic Mike, right? Kevin Nash. Anybody from Magic Mike.
Oh no, Jonah Hill.
Yes, done. I hope 22 Jump Street has a connection with Step 5. I hope it's like Jetsons Beat the Flintstones. That's what I
think. I hope they have to. Oh my god!
If they it if they,
mashup they get, where they get together,
they go undercover in dance school.
Boom, done.
Done. Okay. Moose is there. It's, you know, it's great. Can't wait. Luke and Natalie are making out, by the way. They just put their ICs in like a wind thing, so like it's all blowing up into the sky in 3D, and they're making out on top of the thing.
This scene would be so much lamer in 2D.
Yeah, exactly. Blah, blah, blah. It'd just be like people making out. That's not impressive.
Wasting ICs.
Wasting ICs, exactly.
There was enough paint used on this film to paint the entire Golden Gate Bridge.
Really?
Well, for Godzilla.
Thank you for this. Why do I keep falling for this? Why am I expecting to hear a step up piece of trivia and then you surprise me by reading some random movie title?
Wait, which Godzilla movie?
Which Godzilla movie? The Dean Devlin Godzilla movie. Whatever one, right?
Oh, of course. Useful members of the cast worked with the real Pierre Dulane to get their dance moves correct for the movie in 2006's Take the Lead.
Thank you. The Antonio Banderas classic.
Yeah, I'm just surprised you know all these, man.
That's why I host the podcast and you guys just guessed. Take the Lead. Well, who else is in that one? Because it's Antonio.
Well, I don't know.
It's Antonio Banderas. And who else? Is there someone else in there?
Isn't it Jennifer Lopez?
Mackay Pfeiffer.
Rob Brown.
The Jennifer Lopez one. That one's with Richard Gere. That's the
Was like Alfred Woodard.
That was like a remake of another movie. That was like a remake of like an Asian film, I believe.
Yeah.
Rob Brown, Yaya DaCosta, Alfre Woodard is in.
John Ortiz, friend of the show from Alien vs. Predator. Yep.
Alfre Woodard's also in Music of the Heart, directed by Wes Craven, starring Meryl Streep. I'll do this for days, guys. I'm not even looking. I'm trying to find the Jennifer Lopez movie, but I know these things.
Sorry, my engineering side's coming out right now. Just looking at this lab, this is not an electrical engineering lab. This is a bunch of non-engineers throwing random stuff into a lab to make it look electrical engineering. Soldering bench on a wooden table, come on.
Shall We Dance is the Jennifer Lopez Richard Gere one. With a terrible IMDb poster.
Channing Tatum, not a professional dancer, was initially really intimidated about appearing in the film. Alongside people who have been dancing their entire lives. Oh,
which is surprising given that he was an actual stripper.
Yeah, but he was dancing with other strippers. Didn't really matter.
I guess so.
These are like classy people.
Wow, we might have to watch Take the Lead, Jordan. It has a 6.5, so...
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Okay, we're watching our second dance battle right now on Step Up 3, and this one, like, the rival team's, like, all about, like, these white suits with, like, paint, like, tie-dye paint on the top. It looks pretty cool.
So far, this movie's exactly like I thought it would be.
Incredibly exciting and boner-inducing.
Well, I'm just lucky I have the laptop on my lap.
Okay.
Santiago twins. Woo!
Okay, this movie's amazing. Every time, I'm just going to keep saying it, because the dancing is so good in here, and it's so well-filmed.
This film's boring. Disagree?
I think your commentary for your movie makes my movie less impressive. Like, the dancing is so awesome. Really, they're just kind of, like, prancing.
Well, what's going on with Step Up right now?
Nothing.
What? Come on.
Channing Tatum and Mario are, like, at a keyboard, and they're looking at Nora and her weavy friend, and they're just, like, laughing, and they're giving Channing Tatum a hard time because he's from the other side of the streets, yet he's whiter than cum.
Well, meanwhile, the dancing going on in ours, Moose has just arrived from the shadows on a BMX bike, and he knocked the wheel into a spigot, which has turned the water on the dance stage, and now everybody's dancing in water, splashing around.
It just seems like you guys had, like, the Joel Schumacher awesome version of Step Up.
Yeah, exactly, opposed to your boring Tim Burton version.
Not even Tim Burton, it's like the Batman 1966 movie. Sometimes you just can't get rid of a dance move.
Moose is also wearing, like, a red jacket, so it's almost like Thriller, but wetter.
Yeah, it is.
Where's the sequel to the Peter Gallagher classic, Center Stage?
I think that was Step Up Revolution, since he's in that.
Is he really?
Yeah, Peter Gallagher's in Step Up Revolution. Milking his eyebrows.
No, okay, yeah, I gotta see that right
no
now.
No one film can withhold both those eyebrows.
I know, it's ridiculous. Oh my god, this movie's amazing.
It's such a combination of great talent and good directing. It's really well shot. And it's just like 15-second shots of like straight dancing. That's really...
Yeah, the camera holds. It doesn't cut. Which is the problem I had with Step Up Revolution. There's a lot of choppy editing in it. Mm-hmm. That really didn't emphasize the scope of the dancing, despite the fact that I recognize that there is a lot of good things going on in Step Up Revolution, but I wish it was clearer. It had a new director for Step Up Revolution as opposed to these two.
Jesus, Peter Gallagher is in Center Stage, Step Up Revolution, and Burlesque. We gotta tell this guy to stop starring in dance movies.
Or tell him to start dancing in more movies.
If he's not going to show the goods, he's stop.
Well, that's why you just watch Sex Lies and Videotape. For all the dancing that James Spader does. He's on Covert Affairs right now, and I'm not watching this show. What? I love me some Peter Gallagher. Best eyebrows ever. I love Peter Gallagher. it's him and Martin Scorsese. Where's that?
Cam Gigandet was in...
Eugene Levy has awesome eyebrows, too.
Jordan, it's Cam Gigandet.
Cam Gigandet?
Cam Gigandet was in Burlesque, yes.
So was Alan Cumming?
And
Stanley that makes Kitchy, sense.
Stanley Peter Tucci. Gallagher?
How is this not the best movie ever made?
Because it has... Well, not because it has Kristen Bell, because it has Cher, Christina Aguilera, like, bouncing off... Well, Cher's an Oscar winner. So it has Christina Aguilera in the lead acting role.
I want to go watch this movie now.
Talk to Brian of Wise of Blue about Burlesque. That's one of his favorite movies of that year, and we constantly give him shit about it.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
Well, I mean, I can see why. Stanley Tucci, Gallagher, and Gigandet.
Eric Dane.
Wait. Watermelon Gallagher or Peter Gallagher?
Both.
Oh, no. Okay. It looks like there's a budget. Now they're dancing on a rooftop. Next to the dock.
Just the two of them? Uh-huh. Is that sunset?
Yeah.
That scene.
Magic hour.
These guys are dancing by themselves, the two lovers.
Robert Hoffman and Brianna Elgin.
There's no music.
I don't know their names in that movie. Andy and Chase.
She looks like she's like 12 pounds.
Well, Channing Tatum is a pretty strong guy.
Yeah, but this is before he really got big, though. Like, literally big.
This is when he was still reading that guide for recognizing saints.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It is.
It's no Stop Loss. Yeah, it is. It's better than Stop Loss.
I hate Stop Loss.
Yeah, it's not a good one.
Never saw
it. Although he and Joseph Gordon-Levitt must be good friends. They've started enough movies together.
What else have they been in?
G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra.
Oh, yeah. They must be great friends.
I want to know what Joseph Gordon-Levitt's going to be like when he's like 50 years old and he looks back at his early movies and which one he regards as worse. G.I. Joe, Angels in the Outfield, or, I don't know, Premium Rush.
Premium Rush, probably. Because Angels in the Outfield, he's like, I was a kid, it was fun. I like to pretend that John Blake was the character in Angels in the Outfield.
I assume that when Premium Rush comes out, you guys will be on that podcast.
I won't watch it, but I'll go on your
podcast. You're going to watch Premium Rush? It looks amazing.
What the hell is Premium Rush?
That's the one where he's a bike messenger who's running away from Michael Shannon throughout the movie.
Wait, what?
Have you not seen the trailer for Premium Rush?
No, I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, he's like a bike messenger in New York, like Michael Shannon gives him like a dangerous package, and then he tries to get it back. But
David Kep?
Yeah, it's a David Kep movie. So automatically, it means it's going to be amazing. It was supposed to come out in January, but it got pushed to August to capitalize off the jiggle success for The Dark Knight Rises and sandwich in between Lincoln and the other giant movies he's doing this year.
For any other
Looper. Yeah, right before Looper, get your jiggles.
Jamie Chung.
For any other gamers out there, I'm pretty sure that movie's the precursor to Infamous.
Premium Rush. Yeah. Channing Tatum's in War of the Worlds.
He is.
He's boy in church scene, uncredited.
Oh, okay.
Got he's it. Also in Havoc, in Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in Havoc. I'm telling you, these guys are friends.
Wait, when were they in a church in War of the Worlds?
I don't know. Probably before it got blown up immediately afterwards. He's uncredited.
Huh. Havoc?
Yeah, that's the movie where I hated that movie too. It's like Anne Hathaway and like her friend are like, they're like white girls from a rich neighborhood and they go to like the ghetto to get like dirt.
Oh, I saw this movie. Yeah, this movie sucked.
It did suck. But it looked like it could have been good because it was written by Stephen Gagan. He did, you know, he wrote a Traffic in Syriac. Yeah. So that's why I was looking forward to seeing it, but it sucked.
Oh, yeah, it had Michael Biehn in it as well.
It did, and you know, it was heavily touted for Anne Hathaway gets naked in this movie. And so all of those reasons did not equate to a good movie.
She also got naked in Brokeback Mountain.
She did.
It was awesome.
Good talk, guys. So I'm counting three movies that Channing Tatum and Joseph Gordon-Levitt have been in together.
But you're also not counting the ones that Channing Tatum has seen of Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Maybe he was hanging on set because they're like best friends.
There you go. That's why maybe he's like, you know, Channing's a good guy. You should have him in this movie. Or vice versa. Because everybody knew that Joseph Gordon-Levitt needed to be Cobra Commander.
Wait.
Oh, so and Levitt was in She's the Man, too.
Levitt was in She's the Man?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Okay. Because that almost made sense, because Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in 10 Things I Hate About You and She's the Man and that are both, you know, Shakespeare, like, an update, so I'm like, that makes some kind of sense to me, so I wouldn't have been surprised. That's how deep I'm going with this.
Oh, he was
well, he auditioned for the role of Gambit in X-Men The Last Stand before he was eliminated.
Who, Channing Tatum or Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Pick one, doesn't matter.
Although Channing Tatum makes more sense to me for Gambit.
Okay. Became good friends with Adam Scarambolo and Shia LaBeouf on the set of Guide to Recognizing Your Saints. That's weird. I'm looking through here. Didn't say anything about Jay Googles.
That is my favorite scene in G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra where they're all friends still. Like they all know each other.
Oh, yeah.
That scene.
You know he played a character called Duke twice?
What was the other role?
G.I. Joe and She's the Man.
His name was Duke and She's the Man.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to Step Up movies. What's going on with you?
Well, they just finished dancing, but nothing happened. It was not an exciting dance.
Are they in a studio? Are they at the club?
They're on the roof.
They're on the roof. Roof dance wasn't exciting.
Well, It wasn't a roof before they started dancing. They blew it off.
Yeah, did they blow the roof off this thing?
That's what she said, actually.
Yeah. What about you, Dallin?
He's talking to Rachel Griffiths, and Rachel Griffiths is wearing a scarf.
Thank you.
A red one. He's wearing a nice light blue hoodie. It's very exciting.
In ours, I believe Luke was just denied a bank loan.
He was. And Natalie just bailed? Name's Natalie?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Moose is still around.
Fun fact about the actor Moose. So Adam G. Savani, he's been in 4 movies as an actor. Step Up 2, 3, and 4, and a movie LOL, the Miley Cyrus movie, 2012.
LOL?
Yeah.
LOL.
I got 2.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
That's good. Well, clearly just not enough people have seen it to rate it.
That's true. They just don't understand.
Yeah.
Oh no, Sarah's going to Texas now. How is this movie going to end?
She probably goes to Texas and Channing Tatum.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Are you Doc Brown now?
Wait. LOL with Miley Cyrus and Demi Moore?
Yes, that one.
And a new year at school begins. Lola's heart is broken by her boyfriend, though soon she's surprised by her best friend, promising musician Kyle, who reveals his feelings for her. That movie sounds amazing.
Wait, this sounds absolutely like nonsense. Okay, I'm reading Channing Tatum's biography. Tatum was originally scheduled to play Genghis Khan in the film Mongol, but was replaced by actor Tobunobu Asano.
Who's in a lot of...
But he was eventually cast in She's the Man.
Okay, you're making that up.
I'm not making that up.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't make... No, I'm not joking.
Channing Tatum was originally playing Genghis Khan. Instead, they got the actor from, like, you know, a Japanese actor from the Takashi Miike's movies.
That looks like absolute bullshit.
Is that Wikipedia or IMDb?
That's IMDb. If it was Wikipedia, it'd be funny. This is disturbing. Because I believe it. It's almost like they wanted to do the John Wayne Genghis Khan thing again.
That still has to be fake. Like, that can't be real.
Now I'm looking at Mongol.
They're just throwing out ideas. How was that an idea? Where did Channing Tatum go to get cast in Mongol?
It was, oh my god. Like, if I ever meet the...
I'm currently watching a fancy ballroom dance in Step Up 3D, which looks good in 3D once again.
She's still going to Texas. Her mind's made up.
Again, just everything on the scene works. Like, it's just really well filmed.
The guys look like they are dressed after the gang of 99 people in Kill Bill. I'm sorry, I can't remember
the crazy 88.
The AZ. Oh, that was way off. My apologies.
Well, way off. You're just an 11 spot over. Of course, everybody looks good in tuxes, and they all know how to dance in these scenes. Uh-oh. They're getting out of there. Meanwhile, Moose has, like, ditched his girl. And it's unfortunate. What were you saying, Alan, before?
Oh, I'm looking up Mongol on Wikipedia and IMDb. So, I'm very curious about all this. Like, why does that make sense? Anyway, in Step Up, Nora's friend is singing at a club. And now they're going to start dancing in the club. This is very exciting.
Uh-oh, here we go. The music is starting up. Go, DJ. It's starting to rain.
Oh, so you're like at the end. Have we been talking that long?
We are the streets.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing this. Yeah, Channing Tatum was apparently supposed to be in Mongol at some point.
Oh, wait, where are you seeing it?
I just Googled it.
That's so weird, right?
It's incredibly weird.
Who was the director of that movie? Who was like
Sergei Bordov or something?
Yeah, it's like a Russian director, I believe.
Jesus.
And Mongol's a good movie, and like it has a really good performance in it. So I'm like, how did Channing Tatum get involved in this?
He made it far. It wasn't like that he was.
Yeah.
He was good in The Eagle. It's a good movie.
It's a movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a movie.
A good one.
Jamie Bell's all right.
Yeah, he's really good in it.
Mark Strong pops up for like no reason, right? Doesn't he?
Yeah, he's great in it. Donald Sutherland, fantastic.
Donald Sutherland in yet another one of his, I'll appear for the first 10 minutes in your movie and then kind of disappear.
Yeah. Outstanding.
Outstanding. Okay, so Moose has like ditched his girl for like the last time because she was all ready to go to this Halloween party.
Okay, now we got a big dance scene.
Oh, good.
That's exciting. Oh, backflip. I like current Channing Tatum. I don't like this Channing Tatum.
I agree, because I didn't like Channing Tatum when he first started out. I was like, I had to slowly warm up to him.
What was the movie?
It's not that he's like an oaf.
The first, like,
G.I. Joe.
I would almost say G.I. Joe, but I was still kind of like, just because the movie is so like ridiculous, I was kind of like, well, Channing Tatum's not necessarily helping. I liked his kind of, he had a sort of laid back attitude in G.I. Joe, which didn't bother me. But honestly, it was like Haywire was like the first time where I'm like, I just didn't mind him in the movie. I was like, I was actually happy to see him in the movie.
What about
He was a breath of fresh air in that movie.
What about what?
Coach Carter.
Isn't Coach Carter?
Yeah, he's great in that.
Who's not great in something? Who's terrible at something, Jordan? Can you tell me that? Because I'm not hearing a lot of that. He's not in Coach
did
Carter.
You see, There Will Be Blood. Daniel Day-Lewis sucks in that movie.
He's not in Coach Carter.
No, but in They Will Be Blood.
No, Channing Tatum's not in Coach Carter.
He should have been. He should have been the Day-Lewis role.
You're just making this up. He's not in Coach Carter.
He's in Coach Carter. Yeah. I shit you not.
Oh, yeah, he is. Okay, I got it. There he is. It's very low on the list.
Yeah, and he's great in it.
I never saw Fighting, but that seemed like a movie that I'd want to watch with him and...
He's great in that.
Mainly because when Fighting came out, what's the Cam Gigande movie that's also like about fighting, like underground fighting?
Oh,
Never Back Down.
Red Belt.
Yeah.
Red Belt.
No, Red Belt, that's Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Whatever.
Another difficult name to say that I've mastered.
Pandorum.
Red Belt's a good movie, by the way, because I like David Mamet. That's a solid movie.
Oh, yeah, I never said it was bad. Yeah.
He's
Pandorum.
Channing Tatum's, you know, he's not great in that one.
Did you see War of the Worlds? He was the boy in the church.
Thank you. I loved him in Public Enemy for all 5 minutes that he's in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, he was in this great CSI Miami episode, Pro Per.
I have The Son of No
One. He was great in that.
I haven't seen The Son of No One with Tracy Morgan and...
I heard that's terrible.
Oh, wait, who else? Is it Robert De Niro or...
Yeah, no, Pacino.
Pacino, okay.
I heard that is so shit.
But that's from the guy that did Stop Loss, I think, right?
Isn't it...
Or God to Recognize the Saints. And Fighting.
Yeah.
And Fighting. So, like, yeah. He's friends.
Oh, okay.
He's friends with that guy, for sure. Like, he's the lead in all three of those movies, or one of them.
He plays Jonathan Milk White. What a great name.
Probably call him Milky.
I hope so.
I never saw The Dilemma, but I heard that he was the best thing about The Dilemma.
Was it?
What?
He was great in that.
Yeah, that's like...
Yeah, he was outstanding.
Oh god.
So fun.
Anybody here see The Vow?
I didn't see the. But that, I mean.
Yeah, I saw 3 minutes of The Vow and I turned it off. I hated it. But he was great in it.
But everything else about it really set the thing off balance. But I mean, that's within this year, this year of Channing Tatum, where he has, you know, his four movies that are all, you know, big, or three movies now. No G.I. Joe, but his three movies are, no, still four movies that are all big successes, not five movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Haywire.
Julia Binoche is in The Son of No One? What?
Julia Binoche.
Okay, so wait, hold on. This scene in Step Up 3D I'm watching right now, this is where, like, Moose is going to forgive his, like, his girl Camille, and it's going to be this entire one-shot sequence that's, like, really well done. It's just this, like, dance they do together on the streets, and it, like, it goes on for, like, a good, like, 5 minutes, I think. I'm going to just watch the screen for a change and focus on it.
So while they're talking and leading up to that, fun piece of trivia, Stephen Boss, who plays Twitch in Step Up 3 and Revolution, the guy who said, we said is the director, the guy in charge of Dangerous Dancing in Step Up Revolution, he's also in Hairspray as Mabel's store dancer, or yeah, the store dancer, and Blades of Glory when uncredited as one of the other flamboyant dancers.
Okay.
Thought you guys would want to know his film history.
So apparently Channing Tatum has a sister in this movie, and the sister's throwing a ball against the wall, and she's trying to pop and lock.
Okay, so one of the when Step Up came out, Ebert and Roper was still on, but Ebert was gone, so it was Roper and, like, special guests. And so the episode that had – this is what I recall. The episode that had Step Up on it featured Kevin Smith as a guest host.
Oh, no.
Kevin Smith and Richard Roper. And so Roper, like, he hated Step Up, but Kevin Smith dug it. And the best part was that Roper was like, Channing Tatum can't dance. Like, that was his thing. It's like, he just has that one pop lock move. To which I and Kevin Smith were like, what are you talking about? You tell me the dude can't dance? That's the basis of this movie. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. But whatever. That also, in that same episode, Half Nelson was reviewed, and that movie's amazing. Just saying.
That movie's really good. Yeah.
Gosling.
Do you think Ryan Gosling was great in that?
He is. I've never seen Gosling give a bad performance at this point. Every movie I've seen him in, he's always aces. But yeah, well, but half Nelson. I'm saying every movie I've seen him in. I haven't seen The Believer actually, which I hear is really good.
Oh, he's really good.
It was his breakout role, right? But yeah, Half Nelson. He was Oscar nominated for that movie. That's a great. That's just a great movie.
That's one I still haven't seen.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's, and like he's
that.
Like.
I want to see that movie and Precious have a crossover.
Oh God.
That'd just be a depressing day.
Yeah, but have no, like, a lot of it's like improv. Like Anthony Mackie's in that movie too, and obviously, you know, obviously he's propelled his career. Like it's like a lot of it's improv. It's like really cool. It's a really good movie.
I loved Gosling in the Goosebumps episode, Say Cheese and Die.
He's great in that one.
He's great. That's what propelled his career.
Okay, I think
that got him the role in Half Nelson.
Jesus.
Did you see Stray?
No, I didn't see Stray.
No.
Okay, the dance scene starting right. Yeah, here we go. This one take dance sequence. 9 minutes, 13 seconds in, so let's see how long this goes. An hour and 9 minutes. And yeah, that's another thing that I like, the reason why I like this movie the best and why it's better than Revolution. It's more ambitious. It just wants to do a lot. So it has like a scene like this that's just entirely done in one take. And it's just really good looking. And it's, you know, it's charming and it has like a lot of like Singing in the Rain kind of ode to it and everything. It's just fun. I mean, for anybody seeking this kind of movie, I mean, you're getting what you expect and it actually delivers as opposed to just having good dance sequences and like nothing going on and being a chore to watch. Like this movie, I think, is the most entertaining of the three movies.
Think about it. This is very Singing in the Rain right here.
It is. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like we got like their draping. He has like the hat on and everything.
Yeah,
like,
get it.
Stole the guy's hat. Needless to say.
Get it. That's embarrassing.
I wonder how many takes this took.
If it was Channing Tatum, it'd be one.
And he'd do both parts.
Oh,
might have to watch this again with the sound afterwards. But it's a really good scene.
Oh, you guys aren't watching it with the sound?
No.
Subtitles.
That would have been nice.
Oh, that's fun with the vibrating. I like hearing that and the things.
I gotta have some. I'm watching Step Up.
What's going on in Step Up 2? That was it. Okay, that was... So that was like 3 minutes. A 3 minute one take scene. I'll try to put that in the show notes if they have that scene isolated on YouTube. Make a note of that right now.
It's funny about these movies. Like, Save the Last Dance did it right, but it's like everything's kind of, like everything's about different.
Okay. All right. So I'm not sure how many people are listening to this track and realizing how difficult it is to record these commentaries, but we're certainly trying our best, and I hope it's still synced up. I'm just going to say that as we get to our towards the end of this audio commentary for the Step Up movies. Good on anyone for whoever stuck around to let's do all this.
Yeah.
We like doing them, right, Jordan?
I love doing them.
I'm curious who picked what movie to do it. Like, yeah. Oh, I want to listen to it, but I want to listen to Step Up 2 instead.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm hoping someone will have three monitors and watching all three movies along with us, just keeping with it completely.
When are we going to do the Catwoman commentary?
We're not.
You and Alan can do it and submit it to me, and I'll put it online.
It's a lot of work.
Let's do it.
Fine. Can we do it before Cloud Atlas comes out?
Well, yeah, it's for Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. That's gonna be my movie callback that week.
Maybe we can splice different movies together.
What's going on in Step Up right now?
Like Perfect Strangers?
Nothing. Channing Tatum's really mad. Oh no, wait. Channing Tatum's friend Mac is really mad at him because he ditched him for a girl. It's like, yeah, but we were practicing for rehearsal. It's like, so you blew me off for a woman? Mac is very upset.
And Mac's played by Mario?
No, Mario played, I don't know, he plays some other random dude who likes hanging out by a keyboard. Mac is the vagrant, his vagrant friend.
His vagrant friend, okay. I don't want to confuse vagrancy. Domain Radcliffe plays Mac.
Yeah,
he's in super. He works on visual effects for Super Ninjas.
What's that?
Super Ninjas.
Super.
S U P A H.
Superb Ninjas.
Superb Ninjas. They're respectable ninjas. What's going on? Step Up 2.
They're in a benefit.
And a benefit.
And Mr. Collins is asking Sophie, why aren't they there?
Cool.
Moose says he will take him there.
Moose just got Luke to come back out of whatever he was doing, and now they're all, like, gonna dance again. Or whatever. They're at Coney Island now. Just like the Warriors. Oh man, okay. Crazy Asian person just came out and they're doing some kind of handshake. They all know this handshake.
Moose realizes what kind of man he must become to beat dancers like them.
Is she in any of the other stuff?
She's in the Revolution.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she is.
But I'll see if she's in the other ones.
It seems like it's a callback to her right here, but I don't remember her from the second one.
Drew Tyler's pissed.
There was an arcade just then in the Coney Island scene, and it featured a Tokyo Drift game. Further continuing my comparison between the two. Oh, look at that. Yes, she is. She's in Step Up 2 also.
Thought so.
Boom.
I mean, just from how to set it up, I don't remember her.
But... Okay. So, Jordan, if you see a small Asian girl that's dancing in Step Up 2, that's Marie Kondo.
There are a lot of them.
One that doesn't speak English very well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's her character. Yeah, she's the one that doesn't speak English, like, at all. It's, like, broken and horribly stereotypical.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw a Zoltan machine in there.
Yeah, because Moose wants to wish he'd be big.
Oh, that's hilarious. It's a slow motion intro to these guys, but it's not actually in slow mo. They're just doing it really well.
That was pretty good.
Get it.
I love that even the subtitles are in 3D.
All right, more dancing.
Yep. We got like Jet Li, white boy here. He's doing some moves.
Dude, that guy's Gumby.
Bruce Lee, that's what I meant to say.
So in Step Up, the guy who originally broke his leg or whatever has come back, and Nora kicked out Channing Tatum, Tyler, and now he is like re-hurting his sprained ankle again.
Why'd she kick out Channing Tatum?
Well, because the original guy came back, because Channing Tatum was the understudy.
But weren't they just making out on the beach or whatever?
Well, they were, but now she kicked him out of the show.
What's Tyler Gage have to say about that?
What's that?
What's Tyler Gage have to say about that?
Tyler Gage is like, no, I'm upset, and walks away. Well, kind of like stampers away, but still.
I like you narrating the movie to me as if it was like a soap opera that I missed.
No, it's good. And now, now Mac and Skinny Mac, his little brother, the vagrants, are playing a b-ball outside of the streets. Oh, then Channing Tatum comes in and picks up the ball because that's how homies do it. Although Mac, you can tell, means business because he's wearing a sleeveless shirt and suns out, guns out.
Yeah, Moose has added the kiddo person to his group, and like they got some new people, so now they're just playing around in this abandoned Coney Island warehouse.
It's basically a rehearsal dancing slash cleaning up the facilities montage.
Yeah.
And they had the robot guy actually sweeping the floor and cleaning as the robot. It's pretty amazing. I know.
It's ridiculous.
Everything he does, he brushes his teeth like the robot. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I'm willing to bet.
Yeah, he's great in it. There is a Zoltan machine.
I knew it.
That wasn't even a joke. It's here.
The twins are asking for a third one.
Yeah, triplet. Played by
Zoltar, not Zoltan.
Boom.
God, it rains a lot in this movie.
It's very emotional.
It's Baltimore. Although I don't recall many times in The Wire where it rains a whole lot.
Didn't have the budget to get
the budget canopies.
This is going to be completely off subject, but...
Go on.
Charlie Chaplin, Modern Times or Gold Rush?
Modern Times. I'm going to go with Gold Rush.
I'm a Buster Keaton fan, though, more though than Charlie Chaplin.
Well, Buster Keaton doesn't have things on Criterion.
He has one thing on... Doesn't he?
I didn't see any.
He doesn't have... If he does, he doesn't have nearly as many Charlie Chaplin. I'll give you that.
Great Dictator is really good, too.
Oh, that one's good.
Yeah. I have all three of his Criterion films.
Which would you suggest the most?
I like Gold Rush for the features. It has some great features on it.
So is Modern Times.
I mean, yeah, they all do. But I like that it has an alternate version of Gold Rush on it.
Fair enough.
It has a 42 version and a 25.
Oh, that's true. I saw that.
So, I think that's interesting. I'd go with that. And it has the dinner roll gag.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with that.
Oh. True dad.
Wow, really? That's awful.
Luke is meeting on the side of a fence with, like, the shady other guy from the other dance squad right now, and it's, oh, man, it's tense.
Dance. Oh, frog, leapfrog.
Yeah.
Spinning in the air.
The samurai are threatening threatening Luke and his ragtag dance group.
Slash pirates.
For Kanye.
In Step Up.
Yeah. It's not Kanye. But...
You sure? I mean, I don't know the game's time.
pretty sure.
So busy saving the world. It's just a waste of magnets. Oh, here we go. World Jam Finals, yo. That's what's happening on my screen right now.
God, this looks good.
It does. It looks really good in 3D. Just in general, it just looks good.
It looks great on my computer.
I'm going to also go as far to say is that John M. Chu did the Justin Bieber Never Say Never movie. And
spellbinding movie.
It's a good movie. Like, regardless of my opinion on like Justin Bieber's music, like it's not something I listen to, but as far as documentaries go about talented musicians, like it's a good documentary. It's not a great documentary, but it does its job.
I was just kidding. I've never seen it.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. Watch Instant. It was, anyway. Okay, there's guys sliding on heads in this movie. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that.
Oh, the samurai are here, yo. I'm not mad that I own this movie. I really enjoyed this. What's going on, Step Up 2? They ran. Well, yeah, they're rain dancing. What's going on? Give me some keys. Like
second to the last, and she's feeling herself up, and it's awesome.
In the rain?
Yes. Now she pretended to beat that guy up, the dance move.
Everyone's outside going, oh!
Oh, yeah. And the white guy's watching them in the background like, oh, man. And they threw the rain at the camera.
Oh, yeah.
If that were in 3D.
They did that in this movie.
Whew.
It's quite a step up. Is Change hitting back on the team yet?
No, he's dancing in a warehouse. And there's this gentleman from earlier that got in a fight with him because Change hit him running up on his girl.
Yeah.
And now he's at some liquor store, and then Maxwell Brothers out there, and I think bad things are about to happen. I'm excited. And Heavy D's in a scene.
Heavy D's in a scene?
Yeah.
Oh, he died. For Mario. He died too, didn't he, Heavy D?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I like Heavy D.
I loved him in Living Single.
Okay, the samurai are dancing now, guys, and it's intense. A little too intense. Wait, that's not samurai. That's our guys. Or it's both, I guess. Yeah, it's a dance battle.
Yeah.
It's
Samurai. Samurai.
They stole that guy's car. Skinny Mac is skinny. Oh, no. Mac's little brother just stole a hoodlum's car.
A hoodlum?
Hoodlum.
Yeah.
Not the Lone Fishman movie.
The sprite ads on the side of the dance battle that are going on are so colorful that they remind me of Sprite Remix, which I remember and miss. Remember how good Sprite Remix was? Oh my god. That was my soda. That was my jam.
I'm sorry they took it away from me.
I'm sorry too. It's good. It's like when they took Charo Chicken away from us.
That was a sad day.
Yeah, it was. Oh man, samurai's making them suck things, and now the other team's like, oh, we're not gonna have any of that. So
pirates don't suck things.
Exactly.
That was the response.
Pirates love. Jordan, tell me when Moose does his dance in the movie.
All right.
Because he's got his moment to shine and step up too, which comes towards the end, I believe. Because correct me if I'm wrong, Moose doesn't do much in Step Up 2, right? Like he's kind of around, but he doesn't get that big moment.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, so
he kills his brother. Oh no.
I like the cover for a Step Up.
How is there more blood Step Up than the Dark Knight movies?
Oh, this is cool. What were you saying, Jordan?
I like the Step Up cover for the Criterion release. It looks a lot like the Naked Blu-ray cover. David Thewlis just screaming at you.
It's really depressing.
Did Mac die or something?
Not Mac, Mac's little brother.
Mac's little brother died?
Got shot. Oh, funeral right there.
Oh, he got shot, he got killed?
Yeah.
Is it more heartbreaking than the scene when the kid in the Keanu Reeves one gets shot? What's the hardball? Is it more sad when that
happens? No, no. I'm more emotionally invested in Keanu Reeves movies at the beginning than any other movie I watch. It's weird.
That's true.
I really love Keanu Reeves movies.
I was devastated in Johnny Mnemonic when Dolph Lundgren got killed. Okay, right now the samurai are literally on chains like dogs, and they just unleashed them, and so the guy's like popping up on his shoulders across the dance floor. So, Alan, would you say that Feeling Minnesota is one of the greatest romances of our time?
Not one of.
I think I'm the first person to mention Feeling Minnesota in about 4 years.
No, you felt it.
No, no. Well, you bought the Blu-ray.
Yep.
I try to molest states as often as I can.
How would you say Cameron Diaz is in Feeling Minnesota, Jordan?
Favorable.
Attractive.
I think Vincent D'Onofrio is great in that.
Heartbreaking.
He makes you feel it.
Oscar worthy.
Oh, he just took his hat and rubbed his butt on it and then threw it back at him.
Half.
Thank you.
What?
Nothing.
Transcendent.
The crew, the Step Up crew, Luke's crew, they got to step up right now in order to take down the samurai.
Can you make more movies? Don't let them.
Who? What?
What?
What'd you say?
I miss Don Orlando. He's making more movies.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
I know, but not
Romeo Must Die.
Well, Romeo.
Dude, he was good in Romeo Must Die.
He's in it. He was in that show, The Chicago Code, and you know that took up a lot of filming time. He was on a TV show for a while, so.
And he was on Camped.
So yeah, he's been busy.
I was just not watching the thing.
Why did Delroy Lindo come up? What Keanu Reeves movie was?
I watch him in. Oh, because. Feeling Minnesota.
Delroy Lindo's in Feeling Minnesota?
Yeah.
I've not watched Feeling Minnesota in a while.
The One?
Thank you. So the first of many Jason Statham Jet Li collaborations, The One.
They haven't collaborated in some time. Oh,
what are you talking about? They got four movies again. They got this, The War, and Expendables 1 and 2. So obviously Jet Li and Jason Statham are best friends, just like Jiggles and Channing Tatum.
Lord.
I'm sure I never seen it, but I'm sure Jet Li has a cameo in Dungeon Seed and Tale by Uwe Boll with Jason Statham.
He did. He played the egg in the dungeon.
Well, Statham's in Rush Hour 3.
Shut up. So is Jet Li, apparently. They unleash the Tron suits now in Step Up 3D. There's no other way to say it. They have Tron suits. They change colors and everything.
Hey, did you ever see Romeo and Juliet?
I did see Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, loved
it. Jason Statham's in that.
Yeah, yeah. Jet Li also plays Juliet in that movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Jason Statham plays Tybalt, which kind of got me on board because I like Tybalt. So I was like, all right, I'll see this movie.
Well, yeah, Jet Li wouldn't be able to say Romeo. Like, it makes sense because Jet Li's able to say Romeo, not Juliet.
Yeah. That's why. Okay, this will...
He also sang the duets with Elton John in that movie, which is pretty impressive. That was the Oscar-nominated song that they performed live at the Oscars. At the Golden Globes, I mean, they didn't do any songs at the Oscars this year because they're lame.
Yeah. You're right, Jordan.
He's just... Sure you get.
That's hilarious.
He's just thinking about the intensity that was Elton John and Jet Li singing together on Romeo and Juliet soundtrack. Remember when that was on Kiss FM all the time last year?
I don't listen to Kiss FM.
Well, yeah, because of the intensity you can't handle from Jet Li and Elton John singing together. But this whole ending sequence in Step of 3D with the Tron suits is like amazing.
So they bring in the kids.
Yeah, the kids are dancing now. It's awesome. Oh my god. This is the worst commentary. It's just us hanging out watching Step Up movies.
No, it's great.
Oh my god. I'm so happy for whoever listens to this is entertained.
What's the secret phrase?
And we're doing, yeah, the secret phrase. Okay, the secret phrase.
I think the secret phrase should have been the Juriette comment.
Here it is. That's it. It's Juriette. Yeah. Somebody hears that secret phrase, email outnowpodcast@gmail.com. I will send them something, for sure. No doubt. I will send you something if you email the secret phrase in, which is Juriet, as in Romeo and Juriet. outnowpodcast@gmail.com. Do it. If you listen to this.
I feel like I should get a trademark for this.
You'll get a prize. First person email, you will get a prize if you send that in. And congratulations.
Did you know that his trademark is a deep, gravelly voice?
Who?
Jason Statham.
Statham?
Yeah. Deadpan sarcastic delivery. Okay. I now pronounce you mine and knife.
I love that in Step Up 3D, the samurai don't even have a chance at this point. They just get like dominated by the Step Up crew, the Luka crew. Like it's just no contest. I don't even know. Has Moose done his dance yet, Jordan?
Yeah.
You're supposed to say it when he did it.
Oh, we're talking about Romeo and Juliet. I couldn't. I can't interrupt that conversation.
What's going on with you, Alan? What's happening to Step Up?
They're about to take the stage, I think. Rachel Griffin's is like, oh, they're going to be a big band's number on the stage at this thing. And now Channing Tatum came back because the other guy's is Tool. And now Channing Tatum's all sad and shit. I gotta admit, Channing Tatum, when he looks sad, I really feel for the guy. It's like I want to give him like a rawhide chew toy just to make him happy.
He's got a good sad face.
He's got a little pouty face. It hurts my heart.
And not only did the Step Up crew win, I love they don't have a name there, I'm just going to call them the Step Up crew, but Luke, I think, has been invited to be a part of something special.
LXD.
The LXD, yeah. That'd be a cool tie-in. Yeah.
Mario's on the...
But yeah, Luke's been put into the California Film Academy.
These bitches be crazy.
So the final dance is happening in Step Up right now?
Yeah. Like, they're on the stage and, like, doing pirouettes and stuff. Is that Channing Tatum? Yep, Channing Tatum doing like spin kicks.
Wait, so he's back on?
I want to see. Yeah, apparently he took the stage because now he knows the steps. I think that's him. It's just some white dude in blue light, so I assume it's Channing Tatum. Yeah, it's Channing Tatum.
There's going to be one scene where he does one hand, and he pulls up like all his legs. All of them, all eight of them.
Well, apparently at this rate, it's the only real dance number. So they're dancing. All synchronized-y and stuff.
So yours is more like a ballet mixed with like hip-hop sensibilities, correct?
Mine's center stage with an urban... Yeah, it's... Yeah, mine is more... Dude, it's more...
blending two cultures.
It's more gritty and realistic than what you guys are watching. Mine is more refined.
Jordan, what are the dances in Step Up 2 like?
Well, they took it to the streets,
yeah.
So it's more gritty. It's like a Chris Nolan film.
Well, mine's grounded in realism.
So is this one.
Ours is a lot of freeform fun. It's certainly hip hop infused for sure. Like it doesn't have any of the ballet traces in it. It's straight up like urban hip hop dancing. mixed with a lot of kind of charming sensibilities. And Step Up Revolution tries to have it both ways. They try to bring back what Step Up 1 and Step Up 2 do by having both the ballet thing going on with the girl in that movie mixed with like the 410 thing. They have the mob in Step Up Revolution, so they bring in like an underground dance troupe that like films their stuff on YouTube. So it tries to bring best of both worlds from the first two movies together. I say tries. And of course, stir up the Occupy Miami situation.
Okay. Oh my god, this commentary is going to be seamless. I can't wait to hear this thing play out. Okay, so it's about to end for us here. For our movie, it looks like they've won whatever prize they had, and they're all about to go their separate ways or something.
Well, Alan still has like another hour.
Alan's movie is actually 2 hours and 30 minutes. So
yeah. It's like Dark Knight.
Exactly. It's a pretty epic beginning.
Yeah. You got to watch him fall a few times and rise.
He constantly asking if you want to know how he got those scars.
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously we're going to have to cut his podcast short from Alan's influence, but the rest of us, we'll do what we can. Whew. What's going on, Alan? Alan?
What?
What's going on? Step up.
I'm sorry, I was enthralled.
Yeah, every time you stop talking, it freaks me out. So.
And every time I stop talking, I know it does. It kind of makes me smile. No, they just ended the big dance number. Everybody was really into it. Nora's mom like got up and said, "Bravo, bravo."
Did they win?
I think they just won their respect.
Can you win? Was there winning involved in that one?
I don't know. I think they're winning each other's hearts.
Okay.
It doesn't, honestly, with these movies, it doesn't matter who wins because it's the audience that always wins.
I was yawn laughing.
I know. I was like, I could cry. So I'm like halfway through the movie. I'm at intermission. It's a Terrence Malick film. Oh my god, can you imagine Terrence Malick doing one of these?
Well,
my movie's over.
I'm sure you'd love it because of all the empty spaces between the dance numbers.
Oh, it could
be all
Jesus.
Very interpretive.
I want to see a dinosaur dancing on a galaxy. That'd be fun.
Oh, wait. Luke's going to give Moose his Nike kicks, his Nike jumps, or whatever.
Don't spoil it for the listener.
The listener.
The listener.
No spoiler for that one guy.
Hey, don't be sexist. It could be a girl.
Don't spoil it for that one
person. Girl guy. Person.
Oh my god, he got the shoes, yo. Now I have to watch Step Up Revolution again to see if he actually kept the shoes.
I was just wondering if those shoes smell.
They smell like success.
How many more movies do you think this series has in it?
Not enough.
It's going to be the Land Before Time of dance movies.
Oh, I can't wait. Want to know the main reason that I want to watch Step Up over the other ones?
No. Jordan, what were you saying? What's the main reason, Alan?
No, fuck that shit.
What's the main reason?
Because I thought all these like connected to one another somehow, but apparently they don't.
They all loosely connect to each other. They all share. They all share at least two characters.
So you're saying I have nowhere to go but up at this point?
I would say that until you get to Step Up 4.
Okay.
No, because in retrospect, despite how amazing this idea is and how proud I am that we were able to do a trilogy Step Up commentary, I would say that Step Up 3 is easily the best one and that we could all talk about it and probably have the same amount of fun.
I think Step Up 3 is pretty good.
It would be. Oh, well.
We'll just have to do a second commentary for just Step Up 3.
We can do that when Step Up 5 comes out.
When Step 5 happens.
Year.
Are you at credits yet, Alan?
I've been at credits.
Okay, good. That means we can wrap this up. Okay.
Okay. Wait, my movie's still going.
Is it?
It has like 20 more minutes.
Okay. Bear McCreary did the music for this movie? That's hilarious. He does the Walking Dead currently and Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
He does a bunch of video games.
Yeah, a lot of video games and stuff too, yeah.
He's a cool guy. I met him once. He was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like a cool guy. I follow him on Twitter. He's a funny guy.
God, the credits are just full of dancing.
Yeah, the credits are awesome, too.
And it's all still fantastic.
Look at that. A little flipping and stuff.
All right, I guess we can wrap this epicness up.
I guess.
Well, okay, so anyone...
I mean, if you really want to.
I do. Anyone that stuck... congratulations for being a part of this... Being part of history, really, because I don't see anybody else doing a commentary for three different movies simultaneously.
I don't... there might be a reason for that, Aaron.
Yeah, because they're not awesome enough to be able to pull something like this off.
I guess not.
Well, anyway, that's going to do it for this week's Out Now of Aaron and Abe bonus commentary episode. You can find more of my work at thecodazeek.com, where you can find all my written movie reviews, as well as at whysoblue.com for all my written movie reviews there, as well as my Blu-ray reviews. Jordan?
You can go to damndirtyblog.blogspot.com. I'm also the president of the Step Up Fan Club. You can go to jordangroutlovesstepup.com.
Alan?
You find me on Twitter at MrDVD. And you can find me on Instagram at AldoRain. Just find me on Twitter. Not on Twitter. It's easier that way.
And Ken has nothing to offer.
Hang on. I'm on PlayStation Network and on Steam. My username is MyDongInYourFace. That's M-A-I, dong, and you are a face.
Wait, is it really that?
It is that. He's not joking about that. So. That's
amazing. Edit it out of the show.
That's maybe the title of the show. Step up trilogy commentary featuring my dog in your face.
How about step up to my dog in your face?
And that's how we go out. You can find all the episodes of Out Now of Aaron and Abe on iTunes, of course, at hhwlod.com. We can find our show as well as the other shows there. We'll a lot of good shows about comics and games and movies and stuff with some cool guys. Outnow.podomatic.com, most of our newest shows and some exclusives. outnowpodcast@gmail.com. We did talk about the secret word Juliet. If you email that in, I will send you a prize. Just give me, you know, just send me the secret word and I'll get back to you for the person that listened to the show. And of course, facebook.com/outnowpodcast and twitter.com/outnow_podcast, where you can, you know, follow our updates and whatever. I'll have all the newest episodes and everything posted there, so it's always a good place to check.
Here's my question.
What
if you get multiple people who type in and send Juliet?
It's whoever gets it in first. Although if up to three people type in Juliet, I will send three people a prize. Because
I was just saying if two people, but three.
I got plenty of stuff to give away. So three people, that'd be awesome, just because I'd be impressed that somebody listened to the Step Up commentary. So there you go. And yeah, that's going to do it for this bonus trilogy simultaneous commentary episode of Out Now of Aaron and Abe. So until next time, so long and goodbye. Like